And in today's talk, we're going to see Padre Pio tells us about the power of the rosary. So a personal experience that he had. Please do stay tuned to find out more about this. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and an amazing miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also about what his intercession can do for you. And do help us as well in our Padre Pio apostolate. And you can do this by liking our video, share the video with your friends and colleagues. Make sure that you subscribe to our channel. In this story, Padre Alessio one day asked Padre Pio, "Why are you always praying the rosary and just no other prayer?" Of course, Padre Pio did pray many other prayers. He prayed the Mass and all sorts of other prayers, but he had a particular focus and devotion to pray in the rosary. And he said the saint gave him this very clear answer, "Because Our Lady has never refused me any grace that I have petitioned by reciting the rosary." And so for this priest, for the saint, Padre Pio, the rosary is the most powerful way of obtaining graces from heaven. But of course, it is also a weapon of defense. And this concept, weapon of defense, this qualification has been ascribed to Padre Pio, but it has also been used by many other holy people too. For instance, Saint Louis Grignon de Montfort affirmed that the rosary was a formidable weapon for the salvation of souls and also for the redemption of mankind. And so why is the rosary the preferred weapon for defending against the snares and the traps of the devil and the evil one? Well, our saint gives us this personal experience he had. It was unclear whether it was a vision or in a dream. But this is what Padre Pio tells us, that one night he was walking along and he was praying in the monastery when he was disturbed by a loud shouting that was coming from outside the church in the square. So Padre Pio walked over to the window and he looked out, and there he saw a crowd of people, and they were shouting obscenities like "down with Jesus" and "down with Padre Pio." There was certainly an unfriendly, a hostile lot of anti-believers. So Padre Pio turned away and he asked Our Lady about this whole spectacle that he had just seen. And Our Lady in return gave him a small gun, he said, small weapon that I could keep in my pocket. And this is the weapon, the rosary, that he could keep in his pocket or he could hang it around his neck. And Padre Pio prayed the rosary from then on. So Padre Pio went back to the window and he showed this gun to the people who were outside, and he said they were absolutely stunned and they fell to the ground as if dead. So that was the power of the rosary that Our Lady was showing him in a spiritual sense. And then Padre Pio began to pray again. So he continued praying the rosary now. But after some time, he again heard a crowd shouting outside from the square. And he wondered to himself, are they still alive? Weren't they killed by this weapon? And Our Lady's weapon must have converted them, because this is the story that follows. Padre Pio went and he looked out of the window and he saw many, many people. And he said to them, "Who are you?" And they shouted back, "Long live Jesus and long live Our Lady and long live Padre Pio." So we can see an incredible conversion that happened in a great crowd of people just through the praying of this rosary. "Ah, so you are my children," Padre Pio said to them. "Then be good Christians and pray the rosary, and no one will be able to harm even a hair on your head." So that's kind of Padre Pio's promise to us. If we good Christians and we pray the rosary, we need those two things. And it seems to me that Padre Pio's new weapon, that is his rosary given to him by Our Lady, it's very similar to the story in another video we saw of how Our Lady gave Saint Dominic a weapon against the terrible Albigensian heresy of the time. And in today's world, when we certainly can see the powers and principalities that are in control once again, we need weapons like this, like the rosary, in order for Christ to become king in our world again. So please do pray the rosary. It was highly recommended by Padre Pio. He never stopped praying the rosary. And also do help us in this apostolate by liking our video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues, and make sure you are subscribed to our channel. And if you wish to be a greater part of our Padre Pio apostolate, then a good way is going to be to watch a video on the end screen on how to become a protected child of Padre Pio.
Thank you.